Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. From 35W in the Twin Cities, I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me from the studio today is Marnie Horner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Well, today we're going to talk about small communities in rural Minnesota, and the, conventional wisdom is that they're struggling and it's difficult to maintain a tax base and all the rest of that stuff, but there's actually more good news out there than people often think.
Right, yeah. I was at a symposium last week up at the University of Minnesota in Morris that was being put on by the Center for Small Towns, and that's a little organization up there that does a lot of good work with economic and community development research. And the focus of this conference was on migration, and not talking about migration as we think of immigrants, but actually migration of people moving out of rural areas and back into rural areas. And we were really looking at that flow of how people are going back and forth. And there's actually more of that going on than anybody realizes. And there's are more people coming back than anybody realizes. And they're just starting to see that now.
Some of the attraction, I think, is sort of quality of life issues. Right?
That's really what it is. When the folks there at the U of M and the people in Extension there started really looking into this, they found that what's really going on is that people are shopping for a lifestyle. They're really kind of shopping around. And people leave, you know, when they get done with high school, they go off to the big city and go to college. And then at a certain point, some of them decide, you know, I like the big city. I like this urban lifestyle. You know, I'm going to stay here. But there are others who say, you know, I like the small town. I like the idea of a small town. And I'd like to move someplace where I didn't have to worry about traffic and crime and things like that. And they actually start looking around for towns. They found in their research that two-thirds of people who move to a small rural town haven't had any prior contact with that place. And so really, it's almost like shopping.
Huh, that's fascinating. Well, you know, it certainly isn't lost on me as I'm really in bad traffic in the Twin Cities metro area.
Right.
What might be appealing to a small town living?
Right. And so what they're finding in this research and what a lot of people at the conference were talking about were telling stories of how younger people with, you know, kids were looking for that experience and how their town looked at their particular assets and decided we're going to capitalize on this and we're going to start marketing these assets to people outside and people who thought that kind of life looked nice and looked good, they decided we want to do that.
Well, it's kind of a happy circumstance for a lot of the small communities in outstate Minnesota. Thanks so much, Marnie, for getting us up to speed on your conference that you just recently attended. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.